Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about the trouble with cheat days. Now, in theory, cheat days are amazing, right? You get like this one day out of the whole week where if you white knuckle it all week and you do really good at your diet, then you can eat everything that you weren't allowed to eat all week. Which, okay, like I get it. It's definitely appealing. But why isn't that the healthiest approach? Well, first, using vocabulary in the first place like cheat meal sets up what should be an enjoyable meal as something bad or forbidden. And it isn't so healthy to categorize foods as good and bad, really because this often leads us to associate eating certain foods with guilt or shame instead of enjoying our treats in moderation. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather enjoy my treats in moderation and get pleasure out of them than to feel guilty or shameful. Now, the issue with getting through the whole week on sheer willpower just to make it to your cheat day is by the time your cheat day comes around, you're more likely to be emotionally charged, having been, you know, fantasizing and obsessing about all of the off-limits goodies you're going to have on your cheat day. And then when you finally get to your cheat day, it's super hard not to overeat or binge eat. And the deprivation side of the feast or famine mentality can really take over so easily. So eating super restrictively throughout the week just to make it to that cheat day also makes it hard to stop at one day. I mean, have you experienced this before? When you have your cheat day, you have everything you've been dreaming about having all week, and then it's so hard to stop. And overdoing it on the sugar and grains on that cheat day also leaves you with a gnarly food hangover. You know, when you wake up craving more sugar, feeling tired, lethargic, crappy, and just not feeling like the great new energetic self that you have worked so hard to become. So then what do we do to maintain a healthy attitude towards food on a day-to-day basis? Well, first, eat nutritious foods that you actually enjoy. I know, blows my mind too. It's crazy, crazy idea. This will help minimize your cravings so that you want the healthier options. And it gives you a greater sense of satiety, satisfaction, before you do indulge in the treats. So the longer you stick to a nutrient-dense diet, the less cravings you will actually have over time for the other stuff that you used to really enjoy that might not be so healthy. And the less treats you will crave. So whenever you do crave a treat, it's much less likely that you'll overdo it. Second, keep in mind that everything you consume should be a conscious decision and not something done out of impulse. But again, the more you stick to primarily fueling your body, that real quality food, the less likely you'll be to eat impulsively. And when you do eat a treat, savor every single bite and really enjoy it. And finally, take your time when you eat. Make it less of a rushed, mindless activity and more of a satisfying experience. Give your body a chance to tell you when you're getting full and listen to your body's cues, which really pays off the most in the end for your health and your waistline. You know, instead of anxiously scarfing down your food, because then you can teach your body and learn how to eat intuitively. Now, I know that us moms don't usually have the luxury of sitting down and eating a meal slowly and peacefully and undisturbed, but when you do get the opportunity, take it. And always, always remember that this comes back largely to having a healthy relationship with food, not a dysfunctional one where anything gets obsessive or out of hand. Be kind to your body, and your body will be kind to you. And a lot of that has to do with what you are putting into your body. Well, that's it for today's episode, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.